This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
Today's wrap of top business stories. Power Business.
Power Business with Kaya Sitole. Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. and Fridays, 6 to 7 p.m.
Welcome back to the Monday evening edition of Power Business. We're here together until 8 p.m. and we are now going to be focusing on a story that probably leaves a lot more people annoyed. And this is the story of the country's aviation assets. We know that for a very long time, SAA in particular, being the big one, being the anchor one, was under serious leadership challenges. And this culminated in a business rescue process that started just before COVID hit us a couple of months later. Now, bizarrely, that process went forever. And when it did finally emerge and when it was concluded, it then turned out that in spite of the fact that other aviation assets like Mango had actually been part of the SAA family, it looked like the business rescue had been done for just one entity. So that left a lot of people confused. And as it turned out today, then there's an announcement that, oh, by the way, even Mango itself is in trouble. So now we have to ask the question of what exactly was the point of not incorporating Mango into this initial process involving SAA? Two individuals who've been tracking this story and probably have a lot more scars relating to the country's mismanagement of its aviation assets are joining me now on the line. The first is the president of SAKA, Zazi Sibanyoni Mugambi. Good evening, Zazi.
Good evening, Kaya. Thanks for having us on the show.
We also have Phakamile Hlubi Majola, who represents NUMSA as the spokesperson. Good evening, Phakamile.
Good evening, Kaya, and thank you so much for having me on the show.
I'd like to start with you, Phakamile. I imagine you've done this for the better part of the past 2 years, trying to explain the challenges at the grassroots level, whether it was at SAA or whether it was at Mango. And here we are again, and it seems that in spite of all the issues we've identified in the past couple of years, there actually isn't really a clear answer of what the country is going to do with these aviation assets. Talk us through the history of how we ended up here.
Well, I think what you said in your intro, Kaya, actually summarized very succinctly how we got here. We had an SAA that was in distress. As unions, as NUMSA and SAKA, we raised very vociferously from the beginning when government announced that SAA was going to be placed under business rescue, that the subsidiaries should also be placed under business rescue. Unfortunately, we were ignored when we made that proposal, and we made it numerous times during the engagements, even directly with the minister himself, Minister Pravin Gordhan. So it is very, very distressing and painful for us to be at this point where we have to force this process ourselves as unions by applying directly to the South Gauteng High Court for them to place Mango under business rescue, because Mango is now facing liquidation. And this all could have been avoided if people had simply done their jobs. I think that is the best way to summarize how we got here. SAA collapsed because DPE closed its eyes to decades of rampant looting through the procurement spend and did nothing. And so the airline collapsed. And now, as a result of DPE's failure, we are still experiencing the pain. And now Mango is in a similar situation. So the crisis with Mango is that one of the creditors actually filed a liquidation application. And so we as unions had to take the extraordinary decision to then go to court and force this business rescue process to happen. Because if we don't, Mango will be liquidated.
Zazi, as the union, you've obviously been much closer to the process. And I suppose the question of how exactly is it that one, asset within the country's national value chain, which was actually a subsidiary of SAA, got left out of the initial business rescue process. Are we any closer to understanding the logic behind that process that said, let's deal with one, even though the other one clearly is facing the same headwinds, let us ignore it until, well, guess what? Now somebody says, let's liquidate it.
It's shocking. And I mean, it's not nice to be correct in our vision back then, you know. It really isn't, because it comes at a great price. But we spent days and days trying to push the subsidiaries to be part of the business rescue, and it was a blatant no. The rationale, we don't know, because Now we find ourselves exactly where we could see last year, us heading with the SAA Business Rescue. And now, with even the gazetted 819 million, which was put aside for Mango, that has been held at ransom by Treasury for some strange reason. And we keep asking. This is a process that we didn't take lightly. We've been writing to DPE. We've been writing to the SAA board. We've written to the Mango board. We've written to the president. We've written to the Mango CEO. And just in order for Mango to be saved and be put under business rescue. And Kaya, Mango board, SAA board, agree and recommended that Mango must be put in business rescue, but they simply were unwilling to act. And at a point where we decide we're going to take such action, they only spring into action now. So the ulterior motives or what makes them make the decisions that they have made, we don't know, and we're still guessing till today. But we are not willing to sit back and watch another 740 employees jobless. So we took this decision, not lightly, and we took it even having asked them to collaborate with us on this business rescue, because we do not want to find an SAA situation where we are left out, where employees are the hardest hit, where the company doesn't have a proper restructuring plan. So we want to be included. And they still refuse to collaborate with us in this business rescue. So it's an extremely frustrating situation of how we got here. But we're going to persevere and keep pushing for Mango to get out of this situation. You know, it's still in the sky, unlike SAA.
Very frustrating indeed. I just need to check in with the latest Power News headlines before we carry on with this conversation with Phakamile Hlubi-Majola and Zanzi Ntsimanyoni Mugambi.
Power Business.
Power Business with Kaya Sithole
on Power 98.7.
Welcome back to the Monday evening edition of Power Business. We are together until 8 p.m. We are speaking currently to NUMSA. Phakamile Hlubi-Majola joins us on the line, and also the South African Cabin Crew Association, Zanzi Ntsimanyoni Mugambi, joins us on the line. And of course, the big talking point is the fate of Mango. We do know that SAA has gone through a business rescue process. And from that business rescue process, Phakamile, my understanding was that one of the things that was made as a commitment is that there'd be money earmarked not only for SAA, but for also some of its subsidiaries, including Mango. So at that point in time, somebody thought, well, maybe having decided not to take it through a business rescue process, they've simply then said, well, it's going to need money. Let's just put the money there. Has the money arrived?
The money has not arrived, Kaya. And that's part of the crisis, because you cannot expect this airline to continue and then you don't capitalize it. Promises were made to creditors that money would be forthcoming once the appropriations bill is passed and 2.7 billion is allocated to SOEs. It's not just Mango that hasn't received money. SAA Technical hasn't received money. Neither has Airships, as far as I recall. And this is a problem, because what exactly is the agenda then? What is the agenda? Are workers expected to work in perpetuity without salaries? This is the most disgusting, disgraceful behavior that we keep seeing from this government. Ministers are getting paid with our taxes, the very taxes that, by the way, Mango employees and employees at SOEs have contributed towards. But workers are starving. But ministers go home to their homes. They are comfortable in their homes. They get their salaries every month. And they make absolutely no provision for workers in the state-owned companies where they are shareholders. It is disgusting. They should all resign out of embarrassment, quite frankly. But unfortunately, we are dealing with a leadership that refuses to take responsibility for decisions that they were part of. This is a crisis that they could have avoided. They saw it coming. Even we warned them and we were ignored. There is absolutely no justification for why we should be in this situation right now.
Zanzi, As somebody engaging with the workforce, I imagine the past year has been difficult for every single employer and employee in South Africa, but perhaps even more acutely for those that were hoping that at some point in time somebody would come with a solution, with a roadmap, with a plan explaining what their fate is going to be. How frustrated are the employees at this protracted and quite simply dead-end process?
Oh, extremely. it takes us back to the SAA times where, you know, employees just want answers. And we sort of take the role of management, because management is not speaking to them. The board is not speaking to them. We are having to listen to them say, I don't have petrol to get to work. Am I going to be disciplined? How do I put food on the table for my family? How do I make sure I don't get kicked out of my house when I'm paying rent? And we have to answer this. Can you imagine as unions where we did not put them in that particular position? So it's a painful exercise that we are going through. And and as unions, it is not an easy decision to place any business in business rescue. But this was a decision we took in order to save the 740 jobs that are left at Mango. And in order to make sure that the same thing does not happen to Mango as it did with SAA. Hence, we are very adamant. We want our own business rescue practitioners in the process, so the process can be short and get what it needs to get done and hand Mango back to the people that are supposed to run it. So we want to safeguard this process, because we are not going to go through an SAA process again, sitting on the periphery and watching as employees are targeted. And you must appreciate, the easiest place for people to go is, let's cut jobs, let's fire people. You know, it's bigger than that. They need to restructure the business itself. Mango has the right amount of employees as far as we're concerned, and we're going to jealously guard this one. We are not going to give it up just like that. Hence, we've asked the DPE and the SAA board to include us. Let's collaborate. Let's work together. There's nothing to hide, if indeed there's nothing to hide. And let's save this airline. And we hope they can really come to the party. But if not, we're going ahead without them.
Yeah, Zazi, I'll be the devil's advocate here and say that our recent history as a country with business rescue processes involving airlines actually means that much more in funds will be required, and South African citizens may probably not have the appetite to get through another lengthy process. Again, the fact that this should have been part of the SAA business rescue process is something that we all acknowledge. But how do you then convince South Africans to fund another business rescue process when government is going to be saying, well, here's a liquidation option perhaps?
No, but the liquidation is not an option for us, Kaya. A liquidation means 740 people are out of jobs and they get something like 38,000. That is not going to work for us. So this is exactly why we want to participate in this particular business rescue. It's not going to be, we don't want it to be an SAA situation where business rescue practitioners, you know, rake in excess amounts of money. We want it to be, the law says it should last for 30 days for a reason. That gives you time to restructure, try and make sure that you have a business case that can actually is workable and that can actually save the airline. It's not meant for business rescue practitioners to keep raking in the fees. Hence, we want to be a part and parcel of it. And please note that Mango is still flying. It's still in the air. So these things can be made. The changes can be made while the airline is flying. And then the business rescue practitioners can leave. So it's important for us to be part of this. And if government is not going to accept our participation, as we've asked them for us to collaborate, then, you know, we're going to bulldoze our way to make sure that, you know, 740 people don't get unemployed. And unfortunately, it's the only choice we have left. Yeah. There's no other way.
Phakamile, I mean, we now obviously have a process. Okay, carry on. Please come in.
I just wanted to just add, sorry there, Kaya, and I really think it's time that South Africans start to really think about what they're saying when they say that they can no longer afford to support a state-owned entity. Can we afford to continue to have jobs shed at this rate? I mean, honestly, and I think as a country, we must start to get real about what's happening here. Jobs are being shed at an alarming rate unnecessarily. Here you have viable businesses that can be turned around, but because of mismanagement and neglect, these entities are collapsing. We cannot afford any more people to be unemployed. The last 2 weeks have shown us what happens when you are overwhelmed by unemployment, poverty, and inequality. We have an opportunity now to do something to turn around this entity and make it viable so that it can contribute meaningfully to the economy. We should all of us be fighting to save Mango and every single job that exists in this country. And that should be the mandate of this government. Yeah. Unfortunately, that does not seem to be the case in terms of how they operate. And we will all pay the highest price if we fail to get this right.
Phakamile, you mentioned something quite important here, is that it does indeed appear that there is an element of viability with these entities. I mean, for a very long time, we were all convinced that SAA was not viable. And then, boom, a couple of months ago, it then appears that there's a suitor who believes that there is something worth risking within the SAA business. We now know that there's a due diligence process being undertaken. Is it a possibility for the Mango question to actually be embedded onto that ongoing due diligence process to say to them, well, you've said there's a viability here. Here's a subsidiary. Are you looking into it or not?
Well, we definitely think that not just SAA, but all its subsidiaries are viable. I mean, if you look even at SAA Technical, the assets that SAA Technical has and the work that SAA Technical does, it definitely is a viable state-owned entity. The question, though, Kaya, is there political will? And what we've experienced to date is that there does not seem to be political will as insofar as turning around these entities. So you find a situation where workers are taking on the job of management. For example, what we've done today, taking the extraordinary decision in spite of the very painful experiences we've had to go and apply for business rescue. It's because we see the value. Workers see the value to such an extent, Kaya, that they're willing to work 6 months without pay. That's how much value they see in this airline. Does the minister see any value in the sacrifices that workers are making? And I think this is a question you need to pose to him, because otherwise all of this pain will have been in vain. We've got to do what is necessary to support these entities so that we can actually make them sustainable, and so that we can actually contribute to our economic growth in the long term.
Phakamile, we have a call for you. Yeah, Zazi, I'll just take a call and then come back to you. We've got James in Sandton. Good evening, James.
Hi, how are you?
Yebo. Oh, good, brother.
It's quite. I'm good, but it's quite sad to hear a union leader complaining to us, whereas the same union leader is in bed with the same governing party. When we go towards the elections, they support the same governing party. During election, they support the same governing party. After elections, they start complaining about the same governing party. I think I would believe them the day I see them working against the governing party, because the governing party, as she's saying, is the problem here.
All right. Thank you very much, James. Unfortunately, Phakamile, that sounds like a question directed at you.
James, Musa does not support the governing party and has not supported the governing party since 2013. In fact, we are so committed to finding alternative solutions that we gave birth to an alternative political formation called the SRWP. I hope that answers your question.
Thank you very much. Short and succinct there from Phakamile. Zazi, you had a comment earlier?
Yes, I wanted to talk about this consortium where we believe that there's a bit of a game being played that we are not aware of. Mm. You would know Dikato comes with Global, which has a low-cost carrier called Lyft. Mm. Now, Mango and Lyft are competing in the same space. Now, Dikato has been sold the whole SAA group, including Mango. So we must ask, why the reluctance to act and really work to save Mango? Is it? And this is the paranoia that plays in our circles, because we have to ask when we don't get the questions. Is Mango being sacrificed for the survival of Lyft? Is this why these decisions are made? Is this why that we are met with silence consistently? The consortium has a lot to play with, of say in terms of what happens with the future of Mango. So this business rescue has also taken that into consideration.
Now, of course, Zazi, the best way, as we've learned, is to fight in the boardrooms if the battles are there, and fight in the courtrooms if the battles are there. Are you guys then maybe considering citing the consortium, for example, as a respondent in any court action that gets undertaken? Because I think everybody that we've been talking about are probably not very forthcoming with information, which I think is the big dilemma here, that in the absence of information, you don't know who you're negotiating with. How do you then break open that seal of silence?
Well, according to us, the guys are still going, strangely enough, they get given a business, a huge, valuable business like SAA, and thereafter they're only still going through a due diligence process. So we're not quite sure, and we've asked these questions internally, that can we engage the guards or can we have conversations about what is the intention around Mango, et cetera, but we're not getting the answers. And I suppose the work of due diligence has been done after the fact. So that's where we stand with that particular issue.
Okay.
We have to do this business rescue. Should they want to come and talk to us and give us solutions collectively, then we're happy to do so. Should they really be interested, the consortium, in saving Mango, we're absolutely interested. Should the DPE come and say, withdraw your business rescue, we'll make sure your business rescue practitioner is part of the process, that the 819 million is released for the restructuring plan, and that salaries are paid, then we're happy to withdraw. But we need that commitment for the survival of Mango.
Thank you very much. Phakamile, a final word from you. What should the listeners and perhaps the employees of Mango take from this conversation?
Well, the Mango employees should know that we're doing absolutely everything possible in our power to safeguard their jobs and to ensure that this airline is sustainable in the long term. And this is why we're doing what we're doing. And we will continue to fight for them. It's as simple as that.
All right. Thank you very much to my two guests, Phakamile Hlubi-Majola and also Zazi Sibanyoni Mugambi, representing the SA Cabin Crew Association. And of course, it's a long-standing problem relating to how the country has dealt with its aviation assets. I must confess, I have absolutely no idea what the strategy is, and it's something that we're going to have to wait and observe. It's time for Power Traffic with Fifi.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.